just look at the little idiot, Lorry said. Easy. We don't involve ourselves, nor criticize. Prime rule. Tell me about it. They'll kill the Ivets down in the transients' dormitories. You know that, don't you? Darcy slammed the bolt home on the door and locked it with a padlock keyed to his finger pattern. I know. You want us to stay? Stuart Danielson asked dubiously. No, that's all right, Stuart. You three get off home. We'll take care of things here. Darcy and Lorry sat in the office, with all but one of the windows shuttered on the inside. A partition with a line of tall glass panes in wooden frames looked out over the darkened warehouse. The furniture was basic, a couple of tables and five chairs Darcy had made himself. A conditioner whirred almost silently in one corner, keeping the atmosphere cool and dry. The office was one of the few rooms on the planet that was actually dusty. Once is acceptable, Lorry said. Twice is not. Something strange is happening in Schuster County. Possibly. Darcy put his Mazer carbine on the table between them. The solitary shaft of sunlight shining through the window made the smooth grey composite casing glimmer softly. Protection, just in case the riot spread back through the town. They could both hear the distant growl of the crowd down in the port, the newly arrived Ivets being hunted down and killed, beaten into the mud with makeshift clubs, or gored by baying sace to the sound of cheers. If they looked through the window at an angle, they would be able to see boats of all sizes sailing hurriedly out of the circular polyp harbours for the safety of the water. "I hate atomists," Lorry said. "Only atomists could do this to one another. They do it because they don't know one another. They don't love. They can only lust and fear." Darcy smiled and reached out to touch her, because her mind was leaking a longing for the reassurance of physical contact. His hand never bridged the gap. An affinity voice with the power of a thunderstorm roared into their minds. "Attention, intelligence operatives on Lalonde, I am Lutton. There is a Xenoc energy virus loose in the Qualheim counties, hostile and extremely dangerous. Leave Lalonde immediately. The Confederation Navy must be informed. This is your only priority now. I cannot last long." Lorry was whimpering, her hands clutching at her ears, mouth frozen open in a horrified wail. Darcy saw her dissolve under a discharge of chaotic mental images, each of them bright enough to dazzle. Jungle. A village seen from the air. More jungle. A little boy hanging upside down from a tree, his stomach sliced open. A bearded man hanging upside down from a different tree, lightning flaring wildly. Heat. Excruciating heat. Darcy grunted at the pain. He was on fire. Skin blackening, hair singeing, his throat shriveling. It stopped. He was prone on the floor, flames in the background. Always flames. A man and a woman were leaning over him, naked. Their skin was changing, darkening to green, becoming scaled. Eyes and mouth were scarlet red. The woman parted her lips, and a serpent's forked tongue slipped out. His children were crying all around. "Sorry. So sorry I failed you at the last." Father shame, ignominy that extended down to a cellular level. Leathery green hands began to run across his chest, a parody of sensuality. Where the fingers touched, he could feel the ruptures begin deep below his skin. "Now do you believe?" And voices, audible above his agony, coming from within, from a deeper part of his brain than affinity originated, whispers in chorus. "We can help. We can make it stop. Let us in. Let us free you. Give yourself." "Warn them, curse you." Then nothing. Darcy found himself curled up on the Mayo planks of the office floor. He had bitten his lip. A trickle of blood wept down his chin. He touched himself gingerly, fingers probing his ribs, terrified of what he would find. But there was no pain, no open wounds, no internal damage. "It was him," Lorry croaked. She was in her chair, head bowed, hugging her chest, hands clenched into tight fists. "Lutton, he's here. He really is here." Darcy managed to right himself into a kneeling position. It was enough for now. If he tried to stand, he was sure he'd faint.